Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Europe is continuing its controlled implosion by the globalists as they consolidate power. And the controlled disintegration is also gaining speed here in the United States and the rest of North America. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. The always thought-provoking David Icke will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then Amy Larson, they're going ahead with charges against her. She was arraigned yesterday for writing with chalk on the sidewalk that you should YouTube Building 7, the 47-story building that the CIA was housed in that blew up on 9/11. And we have the police on tape on CNN saying, get back, they're bringing it down. And CNN and BBC saying that it fell in its own footprint from fires before it even fell. That's like if you called 911 and said, someone just shot my neighbor, and the cops pull up and you're shooting the neighbor as they pull up. You need to call the cops after you shoot the neighbor, not say somebody shot my neighbor and then shoot the neighbor as the cops pull up. It's you know, you want to have Lee Harvey Oswald in custody before you roll newspapers worldwide that he had been captured with his name. Remember the old days, they had newspapers coming out on the hour in big cities. That all happened, but I'm already digressing. She's going to be joining us, and I was talking to my crew, and I'm like, yeah, if we have time tomorrow or Friday, we've got to get out. I want you to videotape me writing her same message on Austin streets. I said, thank God we don't live in the globalist Republic of California where, you know, chalking's not illegal, something all hopscotchers do. And I searched it and found out they arrest you in Austin with pleasure, including political speech. They call it vandalism. The code doesn't actually fit. So soon I'm going to go out and find police and do it. I'm going to write freedom, have them arrest me, and then I'm going to fight it in court. Not that I want a court battle, but it's got to be done. It's not vandalism to write with chalk. The only way it would be is if it was profane and violated community agreed upon standards that have been adjudicated. But they all have this color of law situation. I saw where women on 11th Street got arrested for doing it. Right in front of the Texas Capitol, not even on the state grounds, but on the sidewalk across the street. The state police ran across with pleasure and arrested them. Land of the free, home of the brave, but you don't have political speech. You see, political speech is demonized in this country, whether it's the Dixie Chicks saying they're anti-war or whether it's the government saying we want to restrict criticizing Islam because, you know, it's going to cause unrest. The UN wants to restrict free speech as well. This is the whole move we're going towards. And who would have ever thought, land of the free, home of the brave, don't write your political messages in chalk that wash away. Every ancient culture, from Rome to ancient China, even in those tyrannies, they did not mess with the people drawing on the walls, graffiti. That was the people's real newspaper. And the system knows this. They know as they get ready to shut down the internet, as we've known it, if they're successful, they're certainly going to try. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed. People are addicted now to free flow of information. They are going to try to go in and shut down what you call graffiti, which will be emergency messages. Or you notice nobody ever gets in trouble for putting up a yard sign, you know, saying, hey, yard sale on the telephone pole. But when it's Obama as the Joker, oh, the police were on the news saying, let's arrest whoever's doing this, putting up little pieces of paper. And until the public revolted and said, hey, we're going to go out and do this too. This is America. Political speech is the most protected. The most protected. Unpopular speech is right up there with it. Okay? That's it. Unless you're talking about obscene messages to minors, that's the only speech, that which seeks to corrupt the youth, that can be restricted historically under common law, British common law, English common law. You notice, though, they bombard the kids with bad messages to screw them up and destroy their innocence all over television now. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 27th day already of September 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here, Lord willing, as we are Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, simulcasting on over 120 AM and FM affiliates now, and also streaming over the web at Infowars.com with the free audio streams and podcasts, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, and then, of course, the video site with all my films and the live video streams of the Daily Radio Show, as well as the nightly news. PrisonPlanet.tv. Wow, where to start today? Let me just go over some of the stacks that I have here in front of me. David Icke is joining us for the next hour, always thought-provoking. Then we have the thought criminal Amy Larson arrested for writing a political message on the sidewalk Of course, it will all be selectively enforced. Your children will not be arrested for playing hopscotch. At least not. Well, that's not actually true. They're arresting parents everywhere for their kids playing on the sidewalk, in a cul-de-sac, or even in a rural area in a cul-de-sac or the backyard. Actually, I'm sorry. They will arrest your children. But the mega banks will own the big pharma companies, on record putting HIV in the factor VIII for Bayer and cancer viruses like SV40 in your major vaccines. So they will murder you and ship narcotics in and have the troops publicly grow it in front of you on television. But tell you they're going to put you in jail if they catch you using it. Because we live in total la-la land. Excuse me, I'm going to settle down right now. Excuse me, really angry when I see the absolute attack on free speech ahead of the total collapse by design. They're like telling you, you sit down and you shut up. We'll have the Pentagon arrest you if you peacefully protest at the DNC. And the Department of Defense will be there at the local courthouse telling the judge, don't let them out of jail, protesting's, quote, low-level terrorism. Remember that 3 weeks ago? I just can't get over it. And it's not even a media issue. ACLU covers it, and it's in a few newspapers like, yeah, the Department of Defense wants everybody arrested. You know, the military operates on the streets now. And Paul Joseph Watson's got an article here, LRAD sonic weapons to be deployed throughout America for crisis. And he has a link to Government Security News breaking that down, along with high-powered microwave guns. Of course, they don't care of people like Rob Dew, my nightly news chief, got arrested at the G20 in 2009 for standing on a hill at a university filming police beating peaceful, not even protesters. No one was even daring to go outside the curfew, so they went 5 miles away to the university and went into the park as people were eating, you know, bologna sandwiches and reading on their laptops, and said everyone must disperse. So when they tried to disperse, they had every exit blocked. It was just a beta test to see if cops would attack innocent people under federal and globalist command. Actually, G20 was commanding them, so a foreign corporate government was. They had G20 and U.S. Army uniforms, this is on the news, jumping out of cars. Just type in G20 snatch and grab. It's the same in Europe and in Canada. They do the same thing. Grabbing them and dragging them into cars in front of everyone to set that precedent. And the national media was like, yeah, there's some guys, we don't know who they are, grabbing people and throwing them into cars and disappearing them. But, well, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, 20-something years ago, Tiananmen Square was a big deal when tanks ran over people. Now when tanks and steamrollers do it, the Drudge Report picks it up. DrudgeReport.com picks it up. And then that kind of made the Daily Mail and New York Daily News do it, but only because Drudge picked it up. And you would have thought that had been on every news channel in the country, you know, running over people with steamrollers. But no, instead I saw the comments in the New York Daily News going, you know what, you shouldn't be protesting. Let me ask the cops a question. Do you really want to live in a country where you can't write a political message on the sidewalk with chalk? You really want to live in a country where the TSA is hiring felons on purpose to play ping pong in your pants? Do you really, I mean, you think this is going to be a good future? And I talked to the police all day because, hey, you could say no, like in Romania, they said no to Ceausescu. Or you could say no, like they tried to against Hitler. Or you could say no, like in many cases it's been successful. That's why they're going to autonomous ground robots and autonomous drones, because they want to get you out of the equation. But you have been turned into a standing military army here, and they are engineering this collapse, and we've been proven right. So I know in the past they tried to hire people that were smart to be cops. Now they want to hire you because you're stupid the last 25 years or so. But I believe you're smart enough to understand that tyranny is not cute and it's not fun. So I do routinely speak to you. And, you know, try to speak to your common sense conscience. But the police are not at fault for what's happening in this country. If you want to know why we are in this much trouble, the social engineers for the last 100 years, run by people like Edward Bernays, who literally is the father of modern propaganda, turned us into arrested development children And with the advent of television, they have scrambled our minds, destroyed critical thinking, and turned the public into a group of basically biological androids who are programmable and who don't have an original thought in their little brains. And police and bureaucrats are just pulled from that general pool. But I want to ask people something, because I see it in the comments and things on news sites when they defend that you can't have a garden in your backyard, even though it's not even zoned that you can't. Or they defend, you know, shooting some guy that had 20 chickens in his backyard and had them for 30 years in Georgia. Or when they defend forced inoculations when it's not even the law. Those of you that defend the system, those of you, before I get to the news, that think all of this is cute and great and it's for a greater good and who believe the government is loving and helpful, you don't believe it's malevolent. You believe that it's here to help everybody. I would like to open the phones up for people that not even so much disagree. I mean that's a standard deal. Is you work for the Vatican, you work for the Saudis, you work for Israel, you work for the Easter Bunny. Those little kind of memes put out by the CIA. And other groups. I want to hear from people who specifically really do believe in all this. I want to hear from those of you that are mad at me and have said that I need to be arrested as a meme because I talk about government staged terror from 9/11 to the USS Liberty to the Gulf of Tonkin to Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the NATO option, Operation Northwoods. I really want to hear from you because later when David Icke's on with us, I'm going to play this clip. Lobbyist, launch stage provocation, start war with Iran. And it's a minute and a half clip, a little over a minute and a half long, and it's former chief economist at the IMF and World Bank, senior economist, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, from a luncheon on C-SPAN, how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout. And he said, hey, we've had other staged events. We should just get a war started. I mean, I played the clip. And I noticed on YouTube, some people were saying, yeah, we need to stage something Iran so bad. So you're now saying we need to blow up a ship full of U.S. Navy personnel and then all get angry and then go blow Iran up because the end justifies the means. And then others were saying, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. This means the 9/11 truthers are right. This is just terrible. But still others were like, this is out of context. Even though it's standard neocon, and even Gary Hart is not a neocon. He wrote a letter to Ahmadinejad 5 years ago. Just type in his letter to Ahmadinejad, Gary Hart's letter to Ahmadinejad. It's on the Huffington Post right now. Guys, just type it in and show people. We're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. I saw him saying, this has been edited. Well, right under the clip on YouTube is a link to their YouTube site, the policy group's site, with the whole hour, 45-minute thing, and it's even worse. I got home late last night, but still went and watched most of it, and it's just a gold mine of evil. I mean, you're talking about criminal admissions on television. Of, yeah, we need to blow something up and blame it on them. Everybody's like, yeah. And then the public can't even believe it when they're seeing it. We need to get a war started. You know, our government's blown stuff up before, blaming on people. Everybody's like, yeah, you're laughing. And then I'm supposed to see this and see all this unfolding and just go along with it and say, oh, there's no such thing as a false flag. So here is the toll-free number to join us if you think it's good to have the government kill people and then blame it on somebody, and then I'm bad and a conspiracy theorist when I point out that this is being said and promoted. Now, I raise this because we got a email back. We sent one off to this policy institute to try to get this gentleman on, and I'll show you the email when we get back and read it. And they said, this is a setup for Patrick to be crucified. We need to be careful of these requests going forward. Can't wait for reporters to ask you about your comments, buddy. We're going to get into the economy a lot more. I'll give you the number to call in when we get back. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of...
People say, what does that mean, don't worry, this show is documented? I mean, that's what's scary about it. No.
And it burns.
We are documenting the tyranny, and we will defeat it. Don't worry, the good guys always win in the end. Here's the article from the Huffington Post, right here. It's titled, Unsolicited Advice to the Government of Iran. And Gary Hart wrote this a few years ago, and he goes on to say, we will stage terrorism and blame it on you, so look out. Well, we now have this lobbyist speaking at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy on C-SPAN. on C-SPAN, the director of research, Patrick Claussen, coming out and saying, we need to go ahead and just start a war, and we need to go ahead and use a provocation. And then he laughs, no, I'm not advocating that. It's like a doublespeak deal, because they know this is treason, this is crimes that are being called for. I mean, it's a big deal. So if there is a big stage terror attack, I mean, a city gets nuked, a U.S. ship gets blown up, it could run the gamut from bad to really bad to catastrophic. I will be attacked when I come out on air and say we should look at this as an inside job. You know, if Obama stages something before the election, a mass shooting, a bombing in Oklahoma City, we've got five of his advisors in newspapers saying we need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 to be blamed on our enemies, conservatives, libertarians. My point is, governments all do this throughout history when they're corrupt. It's par for the course. Hitler did it with Operation Himmler, subgroup Operation Gleiwitz. The Reichstag was a Reichstag event, was a false flag event, a self-inflicted wound, a setup, a frame-up. And the fact that we get demonized when we're like, hey, these guys write books calling for this stuff. Hey, they stand again. Hey, I've got eyewitnesses, police officers that saw the feds in there with the bombs at Oklahoma City. I mean, I've had cops on where the feds came in their offices and said, I will kill you and your wife if you tell anybody what you saw. And then they even name names. I mean, this is not fun, ladies and gentlemen. Fast and Furious was a false flag. It's not fun getting up here and risking my life to expose this, but we've got to do it. I mean, think of how dumb they think we are, how dumb they think you are, that they write books and declassified memos, and it's now been declassified that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Caracas. To blame it on political enemies, and his brother overruled him. That's right out of The Godfather, where the brother's disagreeing, you know, with the family, and then the establishment moves in against the dad of the other brother, thinking the younger brother will work with him. Of course, then he woke up and didn't work with him, so they killed him. But Bobby was actually playing patty cake right along with him, with Lemnitzer and others that wanted to attack U.S. cities, now, blow up movie theaters, shoot up movie theaters to get a war going with the Soviets. And then people say, well, Alex, Northwoods is real. What are you, pro-Soviet? You don't want to blow up movie theaters in America? What, become what the Soviets are to fight the Soviets? No, thanks. Wear the Ring of Mordor to defeat Sauron? No, thank you. You don't become Mephistopheles, Baphomet, Satan, Diablo, the old serpent. You don't become El Diablo to fight the devil. And I don't know how we've gotten to the point where even mainline police all over the country, everywhere, get caught at the crime labs framing innocent people knowingly. Not even framing people they think are guilty, just not caring. Prosecutors are constantly getting caught, you see it, sending innocent people to jail just so they can have a perfect conviction record. Police are caught dressing up like protesters and engaging in crimes so they can attack the peaceful protesters. Man, I mean, that is just bad mojo. Here's the toll-free number to join us. I want your take on this. If you like the system and you think I'm wrong, that's who the phones are open for. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But here is the email. You guys can even show this if you want on the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Jeff Rubin at TheWashingtonInstitute.org, J. Rubin at WashingtonInstitute.org, RE Media Request for Patrick Claussen. He sent a very nice, polite email, which everybody can see right here. And so we'd like to invite him on to, you know, to talk about his talk on C-SPAN. And this is what they sent back to us, but also CC'd to the other people. This is a setup for Patrick to be crucified. Need to be careful of these requests going forward. Well, no. You already crucified yourself with your arrogance on C-SPAN. Because you guys sit around behind closed doors all day and talk like this. You think we're all just totally brain damaged from the fluoride. And we're close, but not completely. Maybe you are a little bit. You guys thinking you can shoot your mouths off like this. So we're going to hammer on this a lot more now. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get two free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get two bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Some of the other headlines and news we're going to be covering in the next few hours here, and some of our other top stories, and then I will start going to your phone calls. You know, I have a digital phone system here at my offices, our studios in Austin, Texas, that I can open up and take over 100 phone calls at one time. And we can get 100 calls to come in 60 seconds. I mean, I hear national shows begging for phone calls. Of course, we also don't screen your calls, so sometimes they're incredible, other times they're absolutely horrible, and the person sounds like, you know, they've had half a bottle of Jack Daniels and five or six hillbilly heroines or Oxycontins on top of it. But I notice that whenever I give people a chance to call in and disagree, we've got two callers on the line right now that disagree with me. And I can bet money it's going to be about me personally or a made-up conspiracy theory, which is a conspiracy theory with no proof that I'm this or that. because they can't attack the information I'm putting out. I want to hear from people who actually believe in the nanny state and actually believe that you should arrest mothers and fathers who let their children play on the sidewalk. Who actually believe that it's okay that government outside of law is engaging in forced inoculations. That's who I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from people that think it's okay to have a big Israel lobby, kind of a neocon angle, because Israel isn't one monolith, promoting a false flag, a staged event. You'll watch the video at Infowars.com. Lobbyists launch staged provocation, start war with Iran. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. And then he goes through all these quotes about starting a war. We can do a variety of things. You know, the Gulf of Tonkin, on and on and on. So there it is. I want to know your take on that. I mean, do we get an apology for talking about false flags? And then we've been attacked saying it doesn't exist. Governments don't stage provocations, even though they're historical facts back to the time of Rome. No, of course we don't get apologies from those of you out there. As Fast and Furious was a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, this false flag thing, this staged terror deal is at the heart of corrupt government. And that's why I spend so much time exposing it. You think I was happy 10.5 years ago to be on over 100 stations? I'd already was breaking into radio, incredible success, and then 9/11 happened. And because Bill Clinton had been in office, I was bashing Bill Clinton, obviously, because I didn't like him. He was a globalist. And Bush got in, and I was kind of like, well, we'll see what he does. And then 9/11 happened, and it was clearly a false flag, because I heard him say they blew up Building 7 that day on the news, and then I was told I was a conspiracy theorist and didn't hear and see that. And it was not fun to lose 70-plus percent of my affiliates, I will assure you. But it had to be done because I had to tell the truth. So, see, I had everything to lose to go on air and talk about that, but I did because it's a fact. And now you got these people on television talking about staging stuff. You got Obama's people talking about staging stuff in newspapers and on TV and blaming it on constitutionalists and gun owners. And I'm not going to sit here like I didn't hear them say it. They're like, it's politically incorrect to say government stages stuff. Now let's stage some stuff. Hey, you just said stage stuff. No, I didn't. No, I didn't, kook. Let's stage stuff. Hey, you just said it again. No, I didn't. Conspiracy theorist. Hey, I heard you just say it. They play these games with us, man, and I'm done. Now, coming up, you see this kind of news every day. Every day, if I go look, it's there. Without looking, I see it every 3 or 4 days. ABC News. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. They're not officers. They get 2 weeks of training, an extra week of training or less to read your mind. Just total quackum. Total baloney, total bunk, total balderdash, poppycock, whatever you want to call it, garbage, lies, deception, fraud, scam. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. Everybody I know said the TSA steals something from him. Dr. Pachinko, we've been asking back on the show. We're getting close to that. He said he had his Schedule 3 sleeping pills stolen. I had a baby toy stolen, a little teething ring. They didn't like the other Tiffany stuff I bought my newborn daughter. This is like 7 years ago. They wanted that. They wanted that. And they opened the little present and stole it. And it's just incredible theft. I mean, they just steal everything. They hit on good-looking women or their pedos. They go after your kid. Some of them are just sadists that like to, you know, rip colostomy bags off old ladies. Then they lie and say, we don't strip search old ladies and get caught doing it. They say, we don't go outside your pants and then get videotaped doing it. We don't go in your pants. There's no radiation. It's been tested and shown to be safe. That's shown to be a total lie. Federal court orders them to release the studies. Then they won't. Investigation reveals 381 TSA officers fired for theft from passengers. Agency cites zero tolerance. In the latest apparent case of what must have hundreds of thefts by TSA officers, that's a lie, of passengers' belongings, an iPad left behind at a security checkpoint in Orlando Airport was tracked as it moved 30 miles to the home of a TSA officer. And mayors are authorities, and we are civilians. Notice all the nomenclature. Last seen handling it. And they're confronted by the ABC News. The officer, Andy Ramirez, at first denied having the missing iPad. It goes on. Speaking of that, we'll get to this more after. Guys, will you pull me Paul Watson's article from yesterday that I never got to that's a big deal about our national call to film the TSA? Will you print me that national film the TSA week announced? Will you print me that? Thank you. So I want to cover that later when I get back into this. Now there's a new bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on tape. First, they denied they were doing this freeze thing, just like they denied they were checking people's waters and coffees they buy past the checkpoints. Now that's confirmed. They had denied the freeze drill. Now it's on video. And the story's halfway down the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. It's by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on camera. Pointless policy, little more than obedience training. Well, yeah, we have TSA on video saying, I'm not letting you fly because I didn't like your tone of voice. It's all about I'm somebody. And when they beat their chest and say, I have power. That's on video. I have power. Others strip down naked and announce their God, start running around. Others rape women in the parking lot. I mean, this is just nobodies. Many of them literally couldn't get a job picking up 10 cans. And they now are going to get their hands down your wife's pants. Miss USA, we're going in your pants, babe. The pedo ones, they like your five-year-old daughter. It's game on. And then we're the bad, evil. We're just trying to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs and publicly got the underwear bomber on the plane and Chertoff makes money off the body scanners and on and on and on and on. So we're going to be getting into all that in the huge economic news. But, I said I'd go to people that disagree. And we're going to get to economic news in the next segment. And it's big in Europe and it's going according to globalist plan. Let's go just in order that they were received. Eric in North Carolina, who disagrees, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm actually a pretty big fan. Agree with a lot of what you say, but there's one subject you're consistently dead wrong on, and that's your defense of Stephen Hatfield. I can promise you he mailed the anthrax letters. I'm the man that caught him. I gave Agent Eric Davis at the Charlotte FBI Stephen Hatfield's last name, which I read off his army jacket as he stalked my house out here in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, 7 months before Stephen Hatfield became a TV household name.
Well, sir, you need to, obviously, I'm not omnipresent and don't know everything. I know that quite a few patsies got charged, just like Richard Jewell was a patsy for, bombing at Olympic Park. And I know that they killed the last patsy. And immediately, when they said he committed suicide, they didn't even point out he was in federal custody when he supposedly took the prescription Tylenol. So I would love for you to send me a letter with this written up with your credentials and what your proof is. And I would love to see that information.
But on the air, but I never got any kind of response. I know you guys probably get flooded with emails. I would be glad to send you my stuff. I have FOIA requests that I have had answered. I still, actually, I'll be totally honest with you, because it was covered up by Special Agent Jim Page and Agent Eric Javis, I still have anthrax that was mailed to me. And anybody out there on your show can go Google Westgate Postal Facility, which serves all mail for
me. Sir, listen, here's the deal. You say you tried to contact us. Send us a letter saying, give to Alex Jones. This concerns the anthrax case. I would really want to talk to you. And I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, here's an example, just briefly, of what I'm talking about here. This morning, I'm on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I like to scan comments because I get good points and things mentioned by listeners. But almost always when something's being recommended to me, it's like, why isn't the scum trader covering this? Because I didn't know. But more often than not, I was on YouTube and on my site going, the scum Jones won't cover the lobbyists saying launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. We had an article yesterday morning. We broke that story from nowhere on YouTube. I covered it for like an hour. I'm covering it now. But if someone sees any article, if I have an article about humanless, computer-driven cars in California being approved, I see a comment in there going, you trash, you're not covering this. And it's almost like the public's so dumbed down, they've awoken to the government's evil, But they still have no navigation skills of, you know, I'm driving over that hill over there. And you drive over the hill and go, I see a red fire engine. They lied to me and didn't tell me it was a red fire engine. It's like, we didn't know there was a red fire engine over the hill. I mean, it's like really weird. Because that's the most common criticism I get is, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? Why aren't you going over this? Why aren't you going over that? It's like, I didn't know about it. Or I get busy and it's so much. Here's the message. It isn't about Alex Jones. I'm a guy who loves liberty like you do. And if you have all this evidence, you should turn a camera on, show the documents, and shoot a YouTube video. And then I can go spot check some of your documents instead of you mailing me stuff and me having to double check it all here. And then other people can vet it. And then media may pick it up. Don't just try to go to Alex Jones. Because I'm like trying to drink Lake Superior out of a straw here. And I keep sending me stuff. It's just that you need to move with it as well. Vaughn in Washington, D.C. disagrees. Vaughn, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I don't totally disagree with much of what you're saying, but just think about it. Memorandum 200, written, of course, by Jeff Kissinger, he had mentioned how the population was growing from 1830 up until the time he had written in his projections to 2000. Based on the money system that we have, that we operate off of in the world, fiat, not resource-based money system, the population is too large. It's too big. And you don't think that it's too big for the economic money system that we have to exchange?
No, sir. The globalists all day talk about how they want to have the economy be good for us, but in their more internal memorandum, it's all about shutting down economies and making us poor. We have incredible wealth, and the elite says we'll overproduce and deplete their resources if we become wealthy. But then they separately block the development of real new technologies because that would destroy their monopolies. Okay? And so the truth is we should already be on Mars right now, and there is a breakaway civilization. How advanced it is, we don't know. But that's why they're on this power trip talking about staging terror attacks on TV in front of us, because they're that arrogant. And I appreciate your call, but that doesn't really sound like a disagreement there. I'm moving quick here. Matt in California, who disagrees, you're on the air.
Yes. I've been subjected to listening to you from my brother-in-law for about a week. And I can't say that I can disagree with everything you say exponentially. Even if you were right about all of your paranoid rantings, I couldn't get behind you because of your anger. You're just such an angry person. You're scary.
You bet, buddy. I am scary. Absolutely. I got red blood. I like my wife. I like freedom, God, guts, and guns. You better believe it. But let's expand on that. You said paranoid rantings. Sure. The guy just called in about Memorandum 200 to break countries down and starve people to death, which they're doing to the tune of $30 million a year. Now, I'm giving you real numbers here. I'm giving you documents. I'm giving you Operation Himmler, staged terror attacks by Hitler to start World War II. Why is it that popularly known? I'm giving you real memorandum and real names of people calling for terror attacks today to take our liberties and start World War III. I predicted all of what's happening in Europe right now with precision, not because it was hard, but because it was all public. I mean, specifically, where am I wrong?
Listen, the thing about it is that it's wrong in that I don't feel I have as much in common with you bitter clingers and you gun-toters as I would with if we had a foreign occupation. I would have more in common with a Russian or a German troop on the street. I'm not afraid of progress. You're trying to say that we should dismantle the government? People, do you realize they can't go backwards, that people need the system? And people like you are just trying to take away from the people that don't have.
All right, hold on just a minute. Sir, is this a serious phone call? Because I started hearing you almost laugh right there. Is this a serious phone call? Is there other people like you out there? Are you serious?
I'm very nervous, sir, because you're frightening. You are so aggressive. You talk about, you get into it with people. You bow up to people, and you yell. And I've had to hear about you from my brother-in-law for months, about how wonderful you are and how you're going to save America. And the whole time, all you do is you're just selling products. Oh, you want to buy my water filter? Want to buy my pollen burst? You know? Yes, I believe that America needs to progress forward. And the thing is, I'm hoping that we actually have our current president for life, because we need to keep progressing forward. If we take a step backward into the evil ways of Romney, or worse yet, Ron Paul, good God, it could all fall apart.
All right, I appreciate your call. I don't think that's a serious call, but I have heard people like that, so it might be. He did attack me for selling things. Let me explain something. George Soros and MSNBC get banker bailout money, your tax money. $500 million in stimulus went to MSNBC to not hire one person, but give all their pig-like staff raises. Okay? The high-level pig-like staff. I sell products I believe in to self-finance, and that's supposedly a bad thing. By the way, we've sold over 10,000 of the 50,000 magazines we have. It's going to sell out very soon. The new October issue of InfoWars magazine is out. Buy it in bulk and give it to people. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm proud to not be a communist. Please support us and get the word out.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house.
We are being pushed over a financial cliff by design. The mega banks are funding the radical Muslims, the communists, the socialists, and the controlled right wing to create crises so they can pose as the saviors. That's the method of the madness, and it's bipartisan. It's not just Obama. Eurozone confidence falls, inflation expectations rise. They've had like four bailouts to the globalists. I thought that would fix everything. No, raising taxes imploded it further, which means they can consolidate. Spain gears up for a day of cuts after riots. Greece is better investment than China right now. Just absolutely incredible news. Bank of Japan is ready for monetary stimulus again, more money to themselves. Corporate America sweats as U.S. nears fiscal cliff. Romney says, hey, don't expect tax cuts. That's what they're announcing. Both parties are going to raise their taxes because it goes to the foreign banks and to their giant dependent class. PPOC makes record cash injection to fend off crunch. Durable goods drops worse since recession ended 4 years ago. It never ended, Jack. We're in a depression by every real standard. GDP numbers depressingly weak. Postal Service prepares for second default in 2 months. Fed virtually funding the entire U.S. deficit and getting us more in debt to them as they bail us out with fiat money. Honeymoon over as markets brace for volatile times after QE3 announcement. Unemployment in France surpasses 3 million. Euro crisis fuels Spanish separatism, but they're trying to force them into this mega euro. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here for more evil crash, crass commercialism, but it's news mixed in. Ted's got the best deals on gold and silver. You call and say, I want the Alex Jones radio special, the best deals in the gold and silver industry. But I wanted to briefly get Ted up to talk about gold jumps as stocks rise. I mean, what is gold up, $200 or something the last month? It's amazing. And Ted still has gold he bought a few weeks ago, but it keeps going up. It's about to sell out and prices will go up. He was telling me last night. And he has the two silver dollars it cost with two free films and a free book. The Obama Deception, which is great to wake people up. What's the other film? He's got the amazing animated film about the Federal Reserve and the globalist and the Rothschild's American Dream and the book Dishonest Money. That's a $60 value with the silver dollars at cost. I mean, that is a loss leader. That is the name of loss leader. In the dictionary, there should be a picture of that special that you can call and get the radio Alex Jones special for that. And there's a big list of other gold and silver, 800-686-2237. I was just going to get Ted on just to talk about the gold prices going back up and what he sees in the economy. But why? I mean, I just believe in this. So I'm like, buy it. 800-686-2237. Ted, we're going to break here. Got 5 minutes with you after that. And then I got David Icke coming up. But what do you make of the meltdown in Europe that's taking place?
Well, the meltdown in Europe is getting to be a huge thing, but right here you're talking about the GDP. I mean, the second quarter GDP was downgraded down to 1.3% growth, revised downward. And
but I thought we were conspiracy theorists when we said we never left the recession and things would only get worse. I guess we're even worse that we were totally right again, Ted.
No, I know. We're joining the evil ways of Ron Paul. I was laughing so hard when I heard that comment. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, no, we're looking at the GDP dropping, which means that if we're already using 45% of our GDP to service interest on debt, then what's going to happen with the GDP shrinks? It's getting worse. Everybody thinks that things are going to get better. And now, of course, like you said, China is expected to have stimulus as well, which is going to drive prices up even further. We're seeing the prices of gold higher than we've ever seen it this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be up here saying I think gold's going up to 2,000 by the end of the year if I didn't think it was. And there's a lot of top analysts saying 2,400. All I know is this paper currency is as dangerous as a 95-year-old man who's had 14 heart attacks climbing the Empire State Building stairs. I believe you need to get into gold and silver. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.